Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come upon this day called Christ the King or Reign of Christ Sunday, we also know that it's the last Sunday of the church year. It's the last of our cycle through this time of experiencing the story of Jesus, the story of God's creation, the story of everything that God does in us. It's another reason why we use those phrases like Alpha and Omega to remind us that just as we a year ago saw that Jesus was at the beginning in that hopefulness, in that waiting for Christ to come, Jesus is also here with us at the end of the year. Jesus is part of our lives, in and out, up and down. It's on this day of the year that I like to look back. Kind of like New Year's Eve in our secular world, but for our faith life. To look back on where we've been and how God has blessed us over the months of this last year. If we look way back to December 2020, we remember that at that time we were in our area at the height, in the throes of our COVID epidemic. Numbers were higher than they had ever been and have ever been since. People were being infected, people were hospitalized, people were dying. And we were watching it all happen. We were experiencing that with them, sometimes as we experienced it with loved ones, sometimes as we experienced it in our own bodies. We were in the midst of that difficult time of our lives. We had to worship in small groups, remember? We had to divide you up by name, and people with the last name A through M came one Sunday, and then the next week, people with the last name starting N through Z came the next week. And you had to think about, is it my Sunday to go or not? And it was difficult, and it was painful, and it was frustrating because our schedules were being messed up. We weren't allowed to come together with some of the people that we enjoyed being together with because their names were of some other part of the alphabet. But we still gathered for Holden Evening Prayer. A few of us, more online via our webcam, gathered for Holden Evening Prayer. And we lit those candles, and we remembered that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And we gathered for other reasons too. We Christmas caroled, as we will again this next month on December 12th. We Christmas caroled to many of our friends and neighbors who might not be able to come outside. But we bore the cold and we went to them and we celebrated the Christmas season with them. And we gathered outside for Christmas Eve. You remember that? It was not ideal. We didn't have a sound system. We didn't have probably adequate clothing to keep the cold out. I know I didn't. And yet we gathered. We gathered around small little lights, lights that light our way to the Christ child. We gathered as community and we invited others from the community, and indeed many from around our community came because they heard that we were celebrating Christmas nonetheless, like the Whos down in Whoville, that even when everything had been ripped away from them, they gathered still. They gathered because Christmas doesn't come from a store or in a box, but Christmas comes nonetheless. Our youth helped to put that on, to make that happen, to light those lights. And together, we celebrated the Alpha. That God is in the midst of everything that we do. January 2021 saw the organization of our strategic planning team. And many of us have been struggling with that work all these months. Some of us have been frustrated by it. Some of us have found joy in the process. I recently shared with the team an illustration that came to my mind of the idea that of remembering the movie Karate Kid back in the 80s. think it was the 80s, maybe, yeah, I think it was the 80s, where the master teaches the young karate student, wax on, wax off, paint the fence, sand the floor. And after weeks of doing all of this work, work that benefited the master, he too was frustrated. He cried out, "Why are you having me do all these things? I'm not learning anything." And yet, Mr. Miyagi was able to indeed tell him that you are learning much. You are learning to block and to strike. That's how it is for us. Sometimes in our processes, sometimes we have to spend that time learning much about who we are, why God has brought us together at this time. And so our strategic planning team has done that work. And over the next four Sundays of Advent, I'll be sharing with you some of the values, some of the ideas that have come from that, values that will guide our congregation into the year ahead and into the years that come after that. Things like sacramental worship and growing in faith in all ages and times, embracing inclusivity in our congregation and in our community, and continuing that rich, deep commitment of this congregation to be in partnership with others in our community. February and March brought to us the gift of Lent, the gift of gathering together, and once again we found ourselves outside with drive-in church this time, reaching into windows to make the sign of the cross on each other's foreheads. We gathered nonetheless, knowing that in life and in death, Jesus is with us. But we also gathered in other ways. We gathered online for Bible study. Many of us met together and moved our way through the Genesis of our Bible. And some of us gathered on Wednesday mornings for a coffee break. Nothing more than just casual conversation, maybe with a cup of coffee. Who knows what was in your cups on the other end of the screen. But the point is that we were gathering nonetheless. Community in new and strange ways continued to happen, and we were blessed. April, the colors change, and Easter begins to come, and once again we find ourselves outside. Outside because of the need to care for one another, even in this celebration of new life, knowing that we, by gathering together inside, could share something quite the opposite of new life. And so we gathered outside around that new fire of the Christ among us, gathered to celebrate and give thanks with the rising sun that Christ is risen. Alleluia. We also introduced what I think might be a new tradition, an online Easter vigil, an opportunity for all of us to come together in ways and share the stories of our faith around the lighting of candles and seeing the darkness giving way to the light of God. April also brought the opportunity for all of us to come back to worship together, A through Z, Alpha and Omega together. April and into the summer saw the lowest numbers of COVID in our community over the last 12 months, and we rejoiced to be able to come together, community once again, families once again, experiencing the joy of singing and praying, sharing coffee and donuts again. May brought to us the gift of confirmation. We had four students from our own congregation that were confirmed here in this place, gave their faith statements, and committed themselves to their faith. And I was able to travel down the road to Eidsvoll to share with that congregation and Pastor Andy the gift of confirmation for his own two sons and daughter. A gift of our connection to all of the faithful baptized over the years. And the opportunity to reaffirm our faith for times ahead. So Summertime in the Flathead draws out, sometimes slowly, sometimes coming in with a bang, but we relished those summer months, didn't we? The opportunity to be outside and be together, still numbers of the pandemic down, many of us receiving the vaccines and feeling that confidence that we were able to, with God's grace and guiding, move on with life. We also celebrated the lives of many who had been lost among us, some who had gone into God's arms months before, like Bob and Shirley, being able to gather for their memorial service, giving thanks to God for life and eternal life for each of us. And we gathered in the park, didn't we? Gathered in the park for our second annual Church in the Park. One of the most important parts of that day, I felt, one of the parts of the day that I felt most connected to, was the opportunity to extend our gift of the body and blood of Christ to some of the, I can only assume, homeless gentlemen who were there when I first arrived to start setting up, and who stayed with us through our time of worship. I don't know if any of you remember seeing them, but they stayed off towards the back. They didn't want to bother us too much. But one of our members was good enough to take the bread and the cup and offer it to them. Because that's what we do. That's what we do. We give Jesus away to others, whether they're worthy or not, whether they're suspecting or not. We give Jesus away in the gifts of food and drink, blessing and love. In the midst of that summertime, we were able to hear and experience that word and do it in our lives. September, we came back together again. Sunday school started up again after a year going by. Youth groups started to come together and meet in person again. We were feeling the opportunity to commit ourselves to one another once again. And I can tell you, for one, that it has been, for me, a joy, a gift this fall, to be able to know that some of what we do in our regular patterns of life continued to be a part of us. We gather together not just for ourselves, but for our community with, well, almost two opportunities to extend ourselves out into our community. We cleaned up at Heart Locker, and we did yard work at Sparrow's Nest, and we were going to go paint at the Samaritan House. That didn't work out, but we'll make it happen again. We'll find ways to continue to stretch out our hands that bear the work of God, the love of God, the grace of God that flows through us. September was a special month for my family, too. Jana and I traveled to Arizona to celebrate with our son and now daughter-in-law the gift of marriage, time together with family, reminding us that God is good. October, we blessed some animals. But we also blessed our community again. We have, for the sake of the new Flathead Warming Shelter, actually it's not quite new, the building's new, newly renovated anyway, but we have supported this effort. We have given of ourselves to be able to help make this 42-bed shelter a reality, a gift from us to our neighbors, be able to share all that God has done for us, keeping people warm, keeping people safe. We also received new members in October, and we celebrated Reformation/Halloween, coming together, some of us in costume, some of us remembering the ways that we play and celebrate in our world. And now, even this November that's upon us, we started out with candles burning in our midst. but also our heart burning for those who continue to struggle in our world, as we've committed once again gifts, this time to the Flathead Food Bank. This is the pattern of our lives, gathering together for the sake of goodness and hope and salvation and gift and trust in ourselves and with each other, but also extending that out into our world. This is, it seems, how God leads us forward. And we might ask, what will come of us 2022 and beyond? But next Sunday, we'll light a candle. We'll light that first candle on the Advent wreath. And we'll hope again. And we'll wait again. And we'll trust in Jesus again, just as we will each and every day of our lives. Sometimes there will be difficult times, as there have been this year, and there will be many, many reasons to celebrate joy. And perhaps we'll remember the words that Jesus says to Pontius Pilate. We've heard again today, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. That is the reign of Christ. The reign that lives forever and ever. Handel's Messiah rings in my head. The gift that God gives us in our lives connected to Christ, our lives connected to one another, listening to Jesus' voice, celebrating year after year after year.